Well, folks, the honest truth this morning is I'm not delivering the message. This morning, people are going to get an opportunity to share what God's done for them. Don't be terribly excited by that. You know, I know that kind of, you get a lump in your stomach when that happens a lot of times. But I've got some scripture here I want to read and just kind of think about it. But also, this morning, we're just going to turn to our hymn book. And I want everybody to just find a hymn that they like. And let's just share in that singing this morning. And maybe the movement of those songs may stir you to say something about the Lord this morning personally in your life. So, with that in mind, you know, keep those hymns that are your favorite. Find them in your hymn book, if you would, please. And I have some scripture I want to share with you that I found this week. And it's Romans chapter 5. And it explains what Jesus has done for us. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope for the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Amen.
I think that calls for Victory in Jesus, page 370.
Victory in Jesus, number 370 in your hymn books. You can stand if you like to, or you can remain seated.
Thank you. say about that?
Amen.
Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Yes, Julie.
Maybe if you don't mind, please maybe turn back a couple of pages and then one verse 5 of the bill.
What page is that?
368.
Page 368. And Julie says she'd like to sing at least one verse. Is that right?
Please.
Okay.
Explain.
And if you warm up, you can stand up. You know, this ain't about me by myself or anything.
Oh.
Anybody got anything to share? Just feel free to.
Sing first, third, and fourth.